And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Well, the Southeast State Fair is coming up in Haines, July 28th through 31st. And joining me on the phone from Haines is Dina Stout, the fair director. Welcome to Morning Edition, Dina.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, it's really great to have you on the line here. Let's start by talking about the fair's tremendous track record. This is its 48th year. It's been around a long time, and it just keeps getting bigger.
Bigger and bigger and better.
So how has it changed over the years? How has it gotten bigger and better?
Well, it started out as the Women's Club at the American Legion Hall, and now it has its own property with all kinds of buildings. We have barns, we have an exhibit hall, and we have permanent vending booths for people. And we took in, when White Fang was filmed here in Haines, the buildings that were part of the props and sets were donated to the fair. So those buildings have become rentals for people in the community, small businesses that have their businesses out here now.
So the fair is a nonprofit organization, and it sounds like it's more than just, you know, a fair. It sounds like it's an integral part of not only Southeast Alaska, but the community of Haines as well.
Yes, that's right. We have all kinds of things. We have a disc golf course here, a permanent course that people can come and play even if the fair's not open. We have all kinds of things like that, a large playground that people come and play in. It's a lovely place.
So the fair, the official fair, is coming up at the end of July. About how many vendors do you have?
I would say that this year we'll probably have over 60. This is an election year, and so we have a lot of people. We have candidates that will be coming. They aren't always here, not every year, but we have four candidates right now. We also have food. We have 18 food vendors, and then we have assorted clothing and jewelry and informational booths. We have tables in the hall that will be selling jelly, pepper jelly, and jewelry. That kind of thing.
So
we also have information booths about composting, that kind of thing. We're very active with the Haines Friends of Recycling, and they are very active in helping us. All of our food service products are compostable, and so they gather those together, and we compost all of our service materials here at the fair.
So there's a lot going on. It sounds like something for everyone at the fair. Can we talk about the candidates for just a minute? What's that going to look like with the four candidates set up?
Well, they will be scattered amongst a number of other vendors that are what we call at large, and they will be in little 10 by 10 white canopies, little tents. So they'll be scattered around the yard here and around the area so that people can come and visit them. They'll be close to the gate. So as people come in, they will see this line of little white tents, and there'll be a cotton candy man there who will be making those beautiful cotton candy flowers, and a couple of food booths, and University of Alaska Southeast will have a booth there. It's a wide assortment of people and interests.
Is the fair a popular whistle stop for candidates?
Oh, yes, of course, because people from all over Southeast Alaska and even major part of Alaska come here to visit. A lot of people come to visit family. A lot of people just drop off, you know, just come and visit the place because it's here and it's something to do. And we have a wonderful headline, you know, music, all kinds of music. A lot of people come from the Yukon to come to our music concerts, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's busy. It draws in a lot of people. And so the candidates want to be there and, you know, have their interests shared with everyone.
Can we talk about the exhibits for a bit? The Greater Sitka Arts Council here is Sitka's local representative at the fair. What's the art scene like over at the fair?
The art scene is very prominent in the exhibit hall. I would like to talk about the exhibits, actually, for just a second. I'm actually not the director. I am the exhibit and vendor manager. And we are putting all of our exhibit entries online this year. It's a huge project, and it's been a little taxing. But I do believe that once we get it online, it'll be so easy for people to enter their exhibits and then drop them off with Sarah at the Arts Council office. it's going to be a big deal, I think, because it's going to make it so much easier for everyone to bring their items to the fair and have them exhibited. We have two exhibits in our hall that are artwork, two-dimensional, which is like paintings and drawings, that kind of thing. And then we have three-dimensional, which are things like sculptures, you know, made of glass, things made of metal, made of clay. That's where the pottery is, that kind of thing. We also have a wearable art department, which we created because Sarah is so active with the wearable art review there. We had to have one of our own, and so she sends many of the costumes from the wearable art up here. So we put that in our new exhibit department as well.
So plenty of vendors. You don't need more vendors, but you are asking Southeast Alaskans to bring their exhibits on up to Hames.
Yes, and if they can't actually come, they can just go online and enter the exhibit and then take it to Sarah.
Okay, so in Sitka, you can enter your entries, your exhibit entries online, which is very handy, and then you bring them over to Sarah. What about in other communities in, say, Central Southeast, where our listeners are from?
Well, we have town representatives in all of those communities, and they're doing the same thing. They're getting their exhibits ready to go, and what happens is they box them all up, they get them ready to go, and they take them to the local barge, and that shipment of exhibits is donated by that barge company, and so it starts in Ketchikan and then moves one community at a time, and by the time our pallets get here, we have two or three pallets of exhibits from all of the other communities in Southeast Alaska.
About how many people move through the fair every year, do you think?
Well, let's see. I think last year we counted over 11,000 people that came through the gates from Thursday through Sunday. So that was 4 days, and we had over 11,000 people come through.
You mentioned that the fair now has all recyclables. That must help a lot with the traffic that you see.
Oh, I think so. And our recycling people are very active, and so they're very careful about keeping the place clean, and so are all of the fairgoers. I think everyone appreciates the fact that they are working so hard to do this thing, and so we're all trying to do our part.
So, Dina, let's talk for just a minute about you. You've been with the fair for almost 12 years. You must really believe in it.
I do believe in it. I've been here off and on since 1975 when I moved to Haines, and I've been in many capacities. But now I am the events coordinator and exhibit and vendor manager. So I have been in this position for, about 12 years. I love the fair. I just love the fair. We're very active now with a lot of events that happen in the community, and I very much enjoy working with people like that, working with volunteers, and, of course, the staff is wonderful.
Well, we're about out of time. Is there anything you'd like folks to know?
Well, I just want everyone to know that we have a really good lineup of music this year. We have Martin Sexton, who is going to be on the main stage, along with John Brown's Body and the Dunolly Cooks, who are a group from Talkeetna, and our very own Christy Hayes. So please come and enjoy the music and the food and the fun at the fair.
And how can people find out more?
You could go to Seek Fair, that's SeekFair.org, and that is our website, and people can find all of the headlining news. They can find the place where they're going to enter their new exhibits and a lot more information and pictures about the fair.
Well, Dina, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Dina Stout over at the Southeast State Fair in Haines. The fair is running July 28th through 31st. To find out more, you can go to seekfair.org.